Darius DW. Random Thoughts. Ray Dog. It's Saturday. I had freaking 4 Optimators. And sipping on this peach stuff. It isn't a good thing. Today I don't really have a specific subject, so I'll just say that today's show is about me venting. That's a good topic, venting. Venting. That's a fucking sorry, folks. I know you heard the F word many times. Anyway, today was a really rough day. Really rough day. Yes, D. This is a rough day. Who's D? That's one of my closest friends ever, you know. I told this guy things that I would go to my grave with. So, he's a close friend of mine. But today was a rough day. It was a freaking rough day. A rough day inside here. Rough day inside my brain. D, you said it. The brain is freaking powerful. The brain freaking controls your, what you said, your mind, body, spirit, and soul. It's freaking true, dude. Dude, it's not that I want to be this way, dude. Gotta understand. Pardon me, audience. Sometimes I talk to specific folks, and D is a close friend of mine. So I'm talking to D right now. You feel me? Yeah. So, D, I know that you want me to be happier. I know that you're trying to, help me get over this thing that I have. Folks, let me ask you a question. Let's say, right, that you've been through a lot of stuff with a particular group of people. And because of that stuff that you've been through with those people, you really don't want to be friends or sociable. You'll live in harmony with them to an extent as long as you don't live particularly in a majority where they live. Would you consider that person to be racist? Because I know I wouldn't consider that person to be racist, because you're not spreading hate speech and you're not going out saying kill that group. So I think, this is my personal preference, if you don't like a specific group because of things they've done to you, or you just don't like it. Let's say you don't like me because I'm black, because most of us, maybe we listen to rap music and we eat chitlins and whatever other things you have in your mind. You just don't like us. And you're not going around saying, oh, kill them, nigga. You're not going around saying that. Would I consider you a racist? No, I wouldn't consider you to be a racist. I'll just say you don't like a particular group. And that's your prerogative, that's your preference. I wouldn't exactly label you a racist. Now if you're going around saying, kill the nigga, kill the Jew, kill the whitey, now that's different. I will consider you a racist then. You hear me, D? So, I can see where you're coming from, but I really think you're biased. Because if you didn't have this strong tie to this group of people, I don't think that you'd be acting the same way. And when you talk to me, I mean, if I knew you didn't like a certain group of people, there's no way that I would keep talking about this group. Or if, let's say, we worked with one of these person that's in that group, I wouldn't try to make you be friends with them, because I am your close friend. I know how you feel about this group, so I would never put you in that predicament. You feel me, D? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, Z. You know? Shoot. I mean, today was tough for me because at the end of the day, I kind of blew up, and that's because, yeah, we shouldn't let things build up that much that it blows up. I know that you mean well. I mean, for me, when I have a close friend, there's nothing I wouldn't do for them. I would freaking give them my organ for them to live. That's how close I am to them. So, like I said, I just don't agree with you on this topic. Because I feel that if you don't like a group of person for things that they've done to you, yeah, I know you shouldn't hold grudges. I understand that, D. I understand that. It's cool. But you gotta give someone time to get over something. I used to feel somewhat strongly about a different group of persons. But you know what? In time, I got over it. I got over it on my own. Slow-paced. You know, I got over it in slow pace. Oh, I'm drooling. This is not good. Freaking drunk. So all I'm saying to you, D, you know, I trust you with my heart and spirit and soul. I know you won't reveal what I feel or whatever. So, I gotta put this down. No, I'm not gonna put it down. Ah, dang! I'm gonna really miss you. And Deja, shoot, so dizzy. Buttons. D, let me put this down. Seriously, look at me, D. Look at me, DS. I didn't choose to feel this way about this certain group. I didn't feel this. I didn't choose this. I didn't choose this. Not one bit. But I do know one thing. You can't manufacture feelings that's not there. Therefore, D, you gotta give me time. You gotta give me time. Connecticut, I'm sick and tired of living in Connecticut. For so many reasons. The point is, I'm moving. I'm going to move out. I am. I mean, specifically, I just don't like this place that I live in, it's too small. It's like a basement. It's depressing in the winter. It's depressing all year round. There's no windows. It's dark. And there's a lot more going on here. So I'm leaving. Basically, who wants to travel an hour every day one way to work? I sure as hell don't. I mean, if you folks would donate just the 50 cents to a dollar, and I get a million of you to do it, then I could move and I could keep keeping you happy. Shit. Oh my God. D, you have to believe me when I tell you, hatred is not in me. I don't want to feel this way, but you understand more than anyone why I feel the way I do. But you are biased. You are biased because you have been loved and you loved this culture for I don't know how long. And we're still in the process of getting to know each other more and more and more. So it's not possible for you to fathom the feelings I have on the inside. Do you get it? Do you get it? I love you, D. I do. I accept you for who you are. I do. Because that's just how I am. I don't... It's just love, just to love. It's because I open up my heart, spirit, and soul to people I love. I know that you care and you only tell me the things that you do because you care. And you want me to get over all this hatred. Hatred isn't good. God will not let us into his kingdom if we hate. And I know that you want me to get into his kingdom too. I know you do. I feel you, dude. I feel it. I really do. All I'm saying, D, is give me time. Give me time, dude. Give me time. And I want you stay till next time for the next random thought. I love you.